Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. In the bustling noise of our modern world, where distractions abound and voices clamour for attention, it's all too easy to lose sight of the timeless truths and wisdom found in the Word of God. Yet as Christians, we are called to something deeper than fleeting moments of inspiration or sporadic encounters with Scripture. We are called to immerse ourselves in the living, breathing Word of God and to let its transformative power shape our hearts, minds, and actions each and every day. Through Scripture study, prayer, worship, and communal engagement, always strive to cultivate a continual awareness of God's Word, viewing it not only as a historical document, but as a living testament to divine guidance and truth. In today's sermon titled, Remember What He Said, Evangelist Paul Acqua delves into the importance of actively keeping God's message close to your heart. Let's join in.
Let me read you a passage from the Bible regarding the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And I read from Luke chapter 24, beginning verse 1. Now on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they and certain other women with them came to the tomb bringing the spices which they had prepared. But they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. Then they went in and did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. And it happened, as they were greatly perplexed about this, that behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. Then as they were afraid and bowed their faces to the earth, they said to them, Why do you seek the living among the dead? Take note of that. They said to them, Why do you seek the living among the dead? Now verse 6. He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spoke to you when he was still in Galilee. And I repeat that part. He is not here, but is risen. Remember, that's very important. Remember how he spoke to you when he was still in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words. Then they returned from the tomb and told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. Amen. Now the passage I just read says that they were perplexed and the angel asked them certain questions. It was a great surprise, that question. It was a question that we all have to actually identify ourselves with, even though we did not go to the tomb of Jesus Christ. And the question was, why do you look for the living among the dead? Remember what he told you. So, the reason we get perplexed is because we don't have God's perspective on things. In response to the woman's perplexity and terror, the angels ask, Why do you seek the living among the dead? And this might seem a silly question. I can imagine the woman replying, Well, we are in a graveyard after all. Jesus is dead. We are not looking for the living among the dead. We are looking for the dead among the dead, because the one fact we know is that death is real. They had no reason to believe that Jesus was alive because they had forgotten what he said to them. He said he would rise again on the third day after his crucifixion, but they forgot, so they had no reason. If you forget, you cannot look at things in God's perspective, and that would not be good. They never expected to find Jesus alive because they had forgotten what he said. He said he would rise again, but that had escaped their minds. So clearly this woman visited the tomb to see a dead man. We don't stop by graveyard to entertain living people. This woman had heard him cry loud on the cross. He said, Lord, Lord, why have you forsaken me? This woman, they had seen his side pierced with a sword. They had seen blood coming out of his side. They had seen Joseph of Arimathea collect his body for burial, and they had seen Jesus die and have been buried. So they had no reason to think he was risen. But the word of God says, before Jesus went onto the cross, he said to them, I would be handed over to sinful men, but then when I'm crucified and have died, I will rise again on the third day. But they have forgotten. They have forgotten God's words. And many of us do that. We need to be mindful of what God has said. Their minds were all on death. They had no hope to see him alive. And so what the angels were saying, that why do you seek the living among the dead, is actually pointing to the word of God. It points to Jesus' teaching, saying, remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again. So notice that key word, remember. Never underestimate how remembering God's word will change and steady your emotions. When the most tragic, surprising things happen in your life, they should have been focusing on God's promises found in his word. But they didn't. They have forgotten. They were relying on their feelings and what they have seen. And listen, we should redirect our attention from what we see. We should redirect our attention from what we hear or feel and turn to the scripture. When our feelings are strongest and our experiences most surprising, that's the time you need to turn to God's promises. That's when we need to be turned to God's word, because that's when our feeble hearts and minds are most vulnerable. Why do you seek for the living among the dead? It's a question we should all answer. Remember how he told you while he was still alive that he will rise again. And this text of scripture powerfully redirects the mourning disciple from their feelings and fear to the solid promises and reality of God's word. Being mindful of the resurrection keeps us walking in the light of God's promises. Do you actively look for God's promises coming to pass in your life? It's a question we should all answer. I'm telling you that God's word is not going anywhere. It is still solid. It's a touchstone of truth. And so we need to rely on it. Remembering God's promises will give you hope, my friend. You know, he said that I will not remain in the grave. Sometimes we forget that God is so powerful. His word is so truth. Death could not hold Jesus Christ captive. He conquered death, therefore we live in victory. Because he lives, we can face tomorrow. Do you live with death in view or with the resurrection in view? Remember what he said, and that came to pass. God actually wants us to remember things. That's why he spoke through his prophet David. Psalm 103 says we should not forget his benefits. And it goes on to tell us all the stuff that God has done for us on the cross, that he forgives our sins, our iniquities, and also heals our diseases. He delivers us. So God wants us to remember things. Again, before Jesus went on to the cross, he said we should just go to his table, communion, to remember him. And then also, he did not leave us comfortless. He sent us the teacher, the Holy Spirit. In John chapter 14, verse 26, Bible says, by the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. We need to remember what God has said to us. Maybe you are facing a terrible situation. And when you look at whatever you are facing right now, it seems huge. It looms over you. It always looks like the biggest mountain you have ever climbed in your life. But in fact, it's not. You just have a problem of bad memory. You have forgotten what God has done in the past. Don't be like that. Stick on God's promises. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If you would turn around and look at your past, you have walked through equally dangerous things in your past, and you have walked through every one of them just fine. I'm telling you this time too, it will happen like so. Whatever you are going through right now is also passing away. His word is truth. You didn't know how you were going to pay your bills, maybe. You didn't know what you were going to do about your health, maybe. You didn't know how you were going to deal with your family. But God walked you through every one of those things. Remember what he has said. He will never leave you or forsake you. He will supply all your needs. By his stripes you were healed. And so the angel was basically saying to them, you are forgetting some things you should never forget. You are forgetting some things you mustn't forget. Why do you look for the living among the dead? Remember how he told you why he was still alive. He said that, yes, I will be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again. That was his word. I'm reminding you that what he said has come to pass. That's basically what the angel was telling this woman. That listen, whatever he says come to pass. He's not a man to lie. He's not the son of man to change his mind. Has he said and he has not done? He said, remember, his promises are all yes and in Christ, amen. If you just stop and remember, God has always walked you and your family through the roughest of time. He has always helped you, and he will help you this time around also. The reason we fear the present is because we forget the past. We see that with the people of Israel. You know how they forgot what God has done for them. And so they couldn't go and occupy the land, which was flowing with milk and honey. They were not able to occupy the land, which they had not planted anything on, but were going to enjoy the harvest of things they have not planted. They were going to possess houses they did not build. But because they forgot God's miraculous power, they said, all the people on the land, they are giants. We cannot face them. And they wanted to withdraw and go back to slavery. Friend, remembering what God has said is very, very, very important. So the angel had to call things to remembrance. He said that, look, what Jesus said had come to pass. He has risen again. We just forgotten the best, you know. Don't focus on the present and think that there is no way out. I don't know what you are facing in your life right now. It may seem huge, but if you would turn around and look at your past, you will recall moments in your past when you did not think you were going to make it, when you did not know how you were going to pay your bills or whatever, when you did not know what you were going to do with your kids, when you did not know the conflict with your siblings, and on and on and on we can go. And every one of those events, you wondered how you would get through it, but you got through it anyway. You got through every single obstacle. You got through every single hindrance. And here you are today. You are doing fine. You still have a roof over your head. God has supplied all your needs. God has absolutely been faithful. You are just afraid of the present because you have forgotten the past. And this is why the book of Psalms tells us over and over again that forget not the works of God. Reflect on the works of the Lord. Remember what he said. He is not here, he is risen. Remembering what he said and done will give you hope. You will not live in fear no matter what is happening in your life. You will always be bold and not be in fear. Imagine the range of emotions this woman and other disciples experienced over these 3 days. With all the things that happened, They were tempted to interpret everything through their feelings and what they saw. And my friend, that happens to us all the time. But the Bible says that we do not walk by sight, but we walk by faith. Hallelujah. And so I pray that you will, thinking about the resurrection power of God, you will stick to his word. If he said he will rise again and he rose again, indeed, this is the God that we need to serve. This is the God that we need to follow. This is the God that is so faithful, and he will never leave us or forsake us. He will not disappoint us. We need to stick to his word. He is a faithful God. God, you are faithful from beginning to the end. He is Alpha and Omega. He will supply all your needs. Every promise he has made in the Bible is for you and me. So we need to stick to his word. His word is not going anywhere. All his words will be fulfilled in your life. And I pray that, yes, you will just stick to the word of God, no matter the circumstances or situations that you are facing right now. And if you are out there that you are a believer, this is a hope for you, that God's word never changes. It will live forever. And if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, think about the resurrection power of God. Everything dead in your life can be alive today. And if you want to receive Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, and that's what you should do anyway, then you should pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.